This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you first experience a haunting in your house, your initial reaction is haunted house, especially if you've never had it before. And then you move to your next house, and that one's haunted too. Seems to be different spirits though, different things happening, different vibes, different everything. Okay, maybe, you know, it happens, maybe two in a row. Next house. What the hell? This is still going on. Next house. It's still happening. House after that. It's still happening, and it's something different. At some point, you might have to say, maybe it's us. Maybe we are picking up on these things, and maybe they're really everywhere. But now we seem to have this ability or sensitivity to the other side, no matter where we go. Otherwise, that would be one hell of a string of luck, seven houses in, that they're all haunted. That's exactly what happens in our next story. Take a listen. I come from a Christian family who believes that there can be supernatural occurrences in this world that cannot always be explained. That said, growing up, I had a few experiences with possible ghosts, but I was probably just being a kid, easily spooked. My husband had told me of experiences he has had as a child, one when he believed he woke up to his deceased great-grandmother, who never liked males, choking him in his bed while he was visiting his grandparents' house. His great-grandmother had lived with him until she passed away, and my husband had slept in the guest bedroom, which was the room that she died in. He said he woke up and saw her hovering over him, her arms outstretched, and he wanted to scream, but no sound could come out. After that, he'd occasionally smell the unique scent of her perfume in odd places. When my husband and I moved in together about 6 years ago while we were living in San Diego, that's when strange occurrences began happening to us a lot. During our first real fight, i.e. argument, our huge living room window suddenly burst out. The entire thing shattered. We could never find an explanation. A week later, our water heater literally exploded, flooding our entire apartment. We moved out shortly thereafter. In our next apartment, which was newer and nicer and in a better neighborhood, we adopted a Cocker Spaniel puppy. We always had a strange feeling in the master bedroom, and it did not help anything once our otherwise very friendly dog started waking up at night and growling and snarling at the corner of the room almost every night. These types of things have happened to us everywhere we go. We've lived in five places now. The scariest thing was in the bedroom of our house in Temecula, California, when my husband and I were both drifting off to sleep, and suddenly we heard an extremely violent bam, bam, bam on the footboard of our sleigh bed. I looked at my husband and said, "Honey, what the hell?" Thinking he had done that, and he just looked at me with his eyes wide open, very pale. In the same house one evening, I went out to do some shopping. When I returned home, my husband was awake and looked fearful. He told me that our younger daughter had been sitting on the floor of the living room, looking up the stairwell, saying, "Hi, Mama. Hi, Mama," while waving and looking up the stairs. Occasionally, our Cocker Spaniel would stare and growl up the stairs in that same location, her hair standing on end. A couple of months later, in the same house, I sat on the couch during my child's nap time watching a television show, eating lunch. The way our front porch and door are situated, I can see anyone who walks up to the door through a narrow window. The doorbell rang twice, rapidly, and I got up quickly to check who it was, and there was no one there. Scared but determined to find an explanation, I ran down to the walkway, hoping to find someone walking or driving away, but there was no one around at all. The next house that we lived in was in Oceanside, California. It was a duplex with a shared laundry room. This house had the least amount of strange activity, though there was activity nonetheless. The first incident was when my husband went into the laundry room for me to switch over a load, and he swears he saw two large men in the room out of the corner of his eye. They were so vivid and real, he said, that he was about to apologize for interrupting when he looked up and there was nothing there. A month or so later, we began to have arguments with our neighbors that shared the other side of the house. They'd play their music loudly, take up our parking spot, and leave the laundry room a disaster. A few nights after a heated argument with the woman of the house, we had an incident where we thought we heard something in the den. When we checked, there was nothing wrong. No one was in our yard. The very next morning, though, something very disturbing had occurred. When my husband went outside the next morning, he discovered that a cashier's check for our neighbor's rent was in our lawn, nowhere near anywhere that they would walk. And they, for some reason, had been in our yard. We thought the neighbors would accuse us, so we gave the check to the landlord and told them what had happened and never heard anything about it ever since. Next house, still in Oceanside, but this time it was a brand new house. We figured nothing strange would happen there. Shortly after we moved in, though, we started to get a very eerie feeling right at the bottom of the stairs next to the kitchen. Something out of the corner of my eye, I would see a very dark something at the ceiling in that spot. My husband would occasionally think he saw our daughter standing on the stairs, but when he would look, nothing would be there. One day, while polishing our dining table next to the kitchen, something hit the side of my knee. It was like something was thrown at me. The dog was sleeping on the couch in the other room, and my daughter and husband were not at home. I looked over, and there was a little toy on the ground, which I realized was the object that had hit me. It was one of the instruments that doctors use to check reflexes. It freaked me out, but I did not feel afraid. And we just recently moved to Salem, Oregon. We rented a house sight unseen because we did not have a chance to come up before moving out here. We found a great house built in the 50s, which is simply perfect for us. However, we found out that this house belonged to the mother of the owner, who just recently passed away. I really like this house, so I've been trying not to dwell on that fact, and I don't know whether she died in this house or not. I don't really want to. All I know is that creepy stuff is happening to us again. The hallway here gives both my husband and me the chills, and we always see shadows out of the corner of our eye in the hallway. But things are physically happening, and I'm at my wit's end. The thermostat here is one of the ones where you must manually adjust the heat, not digital. Since it's getting cold here at night, we set the thermostat at 70 or 72 degrees before bed. However, almost every night for a month, we start getting extremely hot at night, so we get up to find out why, and like clockwork, the manual thermostat has been changed to between 80 and 85 degrees. The wood floors are very creaky, so no one is getting out of bed doing this. We would hear it. Today, we're sitting down watching cartoons, and suddenly I heard a click and a motor start running, and it startled me so much at first I didn't realize what it was. I got up, went to the kitchen, and realized the dishwasher, half full and not yet ready to run, had turned on by itself. I just found out that I'm pregnant again. I've not been feeling well in the last few weeks, so I'm thinking that maybe the ghost of the woman thinks she is helping me by turning on the heater when she thinks it's too cold at night and turning the dishes on for me. I do not know. I know I might sound crazy, but it's getting to the point where this stuff is normal to us. I don't feel any danger here, but at times I have this heightened sense of awareness like someone else is here. My dog has also started growling at our bedroom door at night into the hallway, and one night, the only night I have felt afraid, she growled and followed her eyes at something from out in the hall to the nightstand next to my bed. The entire time she was standing up, her hair on end, she stood staring near the nightstand, and finally, she stopped growling and laid down but watched that spot for another hour or so into the night. I don't know what's going on, but my husband and I have thought for years that possibly one or both of us are sensitive to spirits, and they're either following us or we just sense different ones in each place we live. We've also noticed a pattern that if my husband and I get to arguing or if we get in a fight, that's when the happenings occur more often. We have a healthy, loving relationship and really do not fight that often, but when we do, that's when it starts up. Maybe the spirit is simply on a mission to be sure we're at peace and a happy home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.